Welcome to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Documentaries are always at their best when an already interesting character reveals even more than the viewer expected. This is exactly the case in director Zoe McIntosh's film Lost in Wonderland, about the flamboyant cross-dressing lawyer Rob Moody. Zoe joins us now. Zoe, before we get on to the subject matter of your documentary, the very, very fascinating man, you've just arrived with a bunch of A4 posters that you've obviously printed out on your computer that you're walking around town plastering up. Is this the glamorous life of a documentary filmmaker in New Zealand? I mean, it's not exactly parties at Cannes, is it?
I would not attach the word glamour with documentary filmmaking in New Zealand at all.
People think that, though, don't they? They think, oh, it must be great.
Yeah, possibly, but it's definitely been... Well, this particular film, although it's been an absolute pleasure, it has been a battle, but... Yeah, massive learning curve.
Now, Rob Moody is a fascinating character. Many of us will be familiar with him through news stories. I mean, he's obviously an accomplished lawyer on the one hand. He's also then a cross-dressing, Alice in Wonderland wearing, turning up to court, you know, kind of freak on the other hand. How did you get involved with him? And then, I mean, how did you first meet him? And then how did you decide to actually make a documentary?
It all actually started when I came across this newspaper article in the Dominion Post, and it was... of him in their Alice Wonderland dress, and I thought, kind of, what the hell is going on here? And after reading it and, you know, getting the idea behind it, I actually called him up and started talking to him, and then from there I kind of realised his whole life was actually full of these really dramatic peaks and troughs, which were